Item 20, from the Director of Audit's Office of the Comptroller, submitting an audit report titled, Milwaukee County Can Benefit from a Contemporary Comprehensive Workforce Diversity Policy. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
First, I'd like to thank Mr. Hare for getting this item done for me. Took a while, but I'm going to do some amendments over there, so just give a brief overview.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jerry Hare, Comptroller's Director of Audits. This was indeed an audit in response to a resolution sponsored by Supervisor Mayo. The concern was that the General Mitchell International Airport may not have as diverse a workforce as they possibly should. You know, at GMIA, they have 273 full-time equivalent positions, and it's important that they make and implement a commitment to diversity as all other county departments. This audit started out as, I just said, a look at GMIA, but we quickly had to tack to a more broad look at the county's policies and procedures for ensuring a diverse workforce. What we found is that on the top end, the county does not have a current comprehensive workforce diversity policy. And that has to come first before we can expect managers to do things. We need to set the tone for them at the top. The other major concern we noted countywide is that since 2007, there really hasn't been any good data collected by this government to help understand and analyze the workforce. You have policy, that's one thing, but then you also have to have data, you have to have information, and we just have not had it. Since the implementation of the New Ceridian program in 07, the reports that many of us were used to seeing every year just have not been developed. Those reports were very helpful snapshot of each department's workforce by race, gender, work classification, underutilization, pie charts, graphs, very concise, very easy to understand. But we just, as a government, stopped doing that. Tacking to GMIA specifically, you know, the county's overall workforce is reflective of the community's labor market. So as a county, we're in fairly good shape. At Mitchell and some other departments, there is a variation in the utilization, particularly of minorities, but also of women. And we come to that conclusion by using national standards developed by the U.S. Department of Labor, and we found a model in Florida that helped us measure this any number of ways. That we use that for GMIA, for the county overall, and for specific departments within the county. We need to start with that commitment, that data, and then that target, which would be any one of the three national standards that are available to us. GMIA's workforce for 2013 was underutilized for minorities in the area of professionals, protective service workers, skilled craft workers, and service maintenance workers. Countywide, the shortfall was in the area of skilled craft workers and service maintenance workers. When it comes to females, GMIA was underutilized on professionals, technicals, protective services, skilled crafts, and service maintenance. Again, countywide, those same two positions that were underutilized for minorities were also underutilized for women, skilled craft, and service maintenance. So given that that fairly unsatisfactory report card on diversity, we started to look at, well, why might that be? As it turns out, there is a fairly good track record of compliance with civil service requirements and open competition and fair evaluation of candidates. It's also fair to say that GMIA in civil service positions works off of lists provided by DHR, which is why we expanded this audit out to DHR. But at the end of the day, none of the 17 promotions at GMIA in the last few years were granted to a minority employee. I think as we went through every one of those, we understand the rationale and the underlying decision-making. So again, in faced with that, though, we still needed to take a look at what else might be going on. So for us, we looked at what recourse do people have if they feel like they've been discriminated against. So we looked at the EEOC to see if there's any evidence there of specific action by GMIA that led to those outcomes. As it turns out, of the 70 discrimination complaints filed against Milwaukee County for 2012 and 13, none of them were at GMIA. So we then turned to other records that might indicate any kind of bias for racial and gender personnel activities, and that would be the PRB, and we found no patterns of reductions or reversals that would suggest racial or gender bias. So what we come down to at the end of the day is there is a lack of diversity in GMIA's workforce. There's no specific situation where we saw a pattern of bias, but there's still a huge disconnect. What that led us to as your auditors is 12 recommendations. We laid those out on page 54. Many of them are targeted to DHR, and in the case of GMIA, even there, we're asking DHR to step in and work with them. This is not a situation that developed overnight. As I said, we believe that since at least 2007, the focus on diversity in this government has been, I'll use the word unacceptable. It just hasn't been up to the current state of the art for a government that's made that commitment in general, but not in specific policy, and certainly not in implementation of procedures. So the good news is HR agrees that each of those 12 recommendations needs to be addressed. They're not necessarily dedicated to doing it exactly the same way we say they should, but that's fine. We want issues addressed. We don't care if they do it their way or our way. What we want you to do as policymakers is to help us hold HR and GMIA accountable. So in the past, you've seen six-month status reports. We would suggest that this audit fall in that pattern of six-month status reports until we get all 12 recommendations addressed to your satisfaction. Everybody was cooperative. We had no pushback or ill will from administrators. This took a long time because the data is dismal. We ended up recreating it, and that shouldn't have to be either. Anybody ought to be able to push a button and say, what does the workforce look like at Comptroller's Office, County Board, GMI, or anywhere? So I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it open for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Am I correct that we do have a resolution in here?
Yes.
And it's just that we're going to follow through with the recommendations of the audit.
Yes.
So I will move approval of item 20.
Thank you.
Motion to approve item 20. Any questions, comments?
My comment is I'm very disappointed Carrie Mitchell's not here. I mean, this is a key HR issue, and I would think just her presence here would show that she's on board with your recommendations, and I would certainly have liked to have heard from her that, you know, we're going to go forward to try to work into these conclusions that you draw. I mean,
this will be a finance program.
So, Mr. Chairman, maybe you can, you know, indicate that comment to Gary Mitchell. Yeah, I think the fact that we're at Mitchell Airport is not an excuse.
Yeah. Well, this item is on finance personnel audit next Thursday, and we do hope to hear from her. And I would say that in our meetings with her at the end of the audit, it was clear to me that she understood and agreed with the need to address the issues. Again, some subtleties in terms of how. She also brought to that meeting a new employee who's going to be engaged in this, Luis Padilla, and I think it was clear to us that he got it. I mean, he had some input on the draft as well. So, you know, and that's all great, but that's kind of the oral commitment. What we need to see is the actual results, which is why we want it coming back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Harriet, the reason why there's not a number of EEOCs or discipline, the people that I know of are scared to apply for those because they want to help you. And we need to work on some things that we can show what exactly goes on within Milwaukee County. If you look at Carrie Mitchell's shop, unless she hired somebody recently, in her staff, it's not diverse either. All right, so on that note, I'm going to try to call you.
Supervisor Zweishan?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item